One of the most challenging and exciting sporting events in South Africa is the Old Mutual Gothenburg Mountain Bike Race, with Old Mutual as the title sponsor. The race is over 6.5 days and 530 kilometers, starting in the northern Free State town of Frankfurt, through Rates to the eastern Free State town of Clarence, and then on to the Drakensberg for a finish at the famous Champagne Sports Resort. This year's race will start on the 13th and go through to the 19th of September. Last year, we spoke to Bundi Ngomani about the race and Old Mutual sponsorship. Today, we're joined by Ingrid Avidon, who is the official trainer for Gothenburg, and she will tell us what it takes to prepare yourself for an endurance sporting event like Gothenburg. And we're also joined by Henno Senekal, Distribution Marketing Manager at Old Mutual Personal Finance. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Ingrid, let's start with you. You're a sports endurance trainer. Tell us a bit about yourself and what's involved in sports endurance training.
Well, yeah, so I'm an endurance athlete. That's the first sort of thing to note. And so I do a lot of endurance events myself. So I sort of have learned along the way as to what is needed to try and train and coach someone so that they can complete an endurance event.
I have a PhD in physiology, and this is very useful because it helps me to understand how the body functions and how to optimize training and performance. And I use that myself when I do all of my ultra endurance events, and I've learned many skills along the way as to how to make myself really resilient and to cope with adversity and to become a successful endurance athlete.
Okay, Henno, tell us a bit about your role in the race and also Old Mutual's involvement.
Thank you. Yes, as title sponsor, Old Mutual's super excited to be part of this. It's a spillover from the Joburg to Sea, an event that we've been partnering with for a number of years. My role specifically is to take complex financial concepts, simplify that, and help customers to actually understand that. And then I am super excited to be riding the Gothenburg this year with Ingrid as my trainer, so no pressure.
Wow. Ingrid. Ingrid, okay, let's go back to you. What does it take in practical terms to prepare for a race like this, or in fact for any endurance sporting event?
Yeah, well, it's going to take a lot of discipline and time. You're going to have to be focused. You're going to have to give up, sacrifice a lot of things which you like sleep and probably partying and eating nice foods and possibly alcohol. So you're going to have to really, you know, sort of lock down on those types of things. You're going to have to look closely at your physical conditioning. You're going to commit to a training program. You're going to have to go into the gym. You're going to have to work on your skills. So it's a big commitment, but it's worth it. And as well as that, there's the whole mental side. So you're going to have to really face some tough times. You're going to have to dig deep, and you're going to have to find yourself there and then go to work.
I guess you're 530 kilometers. It's a long race. How do you prepare for some of the unknowns, such as an accident, a puncture, or a bike getting damaged?
Well, yeah, you've got to be prepared. So it's no good going into the race and not knowing how to fix your bike. Doesn't mean you have to be a full-on bike mechanic, but you need to be able to do the minimum to get yourself moving again. So that means maybe you need to know how to use your plugs. You need to how to use a bomb. You know how to put more slime into your tires, or how to release your brakes, or how to convert to single speed. So there's just some basic sort of, say, bush mechanics that you do need to know so that you can be self-sufficient, and then that won't be a reason for you stopping. In terms of other things, it's more just, you know, your preparation. You know, if you're fit and strong enough, you should be able to complete the distance. So then it comes down to planning and having the right kit and knowing how your kit works. It's no good knowing it's going to rain and you need a waterproof rain jacket and you arrive with a little windbreaker. It's not going to work. So it's all about preparing. Look ahead, prepare and plan.
Tell us, there's a pre-qualification. Not anybody can join this race. You've got to have proven that you can do a race of this difficulty. And I guess it takes maybe years of practice to get to that level of competence where you can do a race like this.
No, well, absolutely. And it's not so much the sort of the fitness, it's the skill level, because, you know, you're going to be riding your mountain bike, and that can be very dangerous. You're on single track. There's rocks, there's some drop-offs, you're going to come down the Drakensberg, there's switchbacks, you know, it's dangerous. So it's not something that you would just take someone who does spinning classes and say, okay, they're fit, now they must go do the Göteborg. There's a certain amount of commitment that comes into actually learning the skills. So in terms of that, and that takes years to learn proper bike skills.
Hanno, let's hear from you a little bit about this. I mean, this is an endurance race, and people might find it interesting, the fact that Old Mutual is the title sponsor. But in a sense, if you're involved in financial planning, that is an endurance test in itself. The earlier you start, the longer you commit and you're disciplined to your final goals, the better the result in the end. I presume this is what attracts Old Mutual to this particular race.
Absolutely. I think it's the planning part of an endurance race like this that's super important. I mean, Ingrid and myself spoke about the fact that you need to have a dream, a goal, but it's about this vision that you have with a race, but also in your finances. I mean, what do you really want to achieve in your financial situation now? There's a couple of pillars inside that, like Ingrid mentioned, the discipline that you need to have. There's certain disciplines, but there's certain things. If I mention a couple, like how do you make the most of your money in your financial plan? How do you protect your business? Maybe you've got a business. How do you prepare for the eventuality of something happening? Ingrid mentioned the tires and the plugs and the bombs. You don't know what's going to happen in life as well, but you need to protect yourself. So on the one hand, it's building wealth, and on the other hand, it's protecting wealth. And then once you get to that, close to that end goal, maybe that retirement aim for you, it is making the most of retirement and making the right decisions along the way.
Ingrid, why is it important to work with a coach when you're doing these types of endurance events? And do most of the bikers who've entered have coaches, or some of them going it alone?
You know, there's always going to be the people that go alone, and then you've got the people who've got the coaches. And I would say the people that have the coaches are more likely to be successful in the event. Because you've got somebody who's planning for you and who's helping you out. You've got the support mechanism and somebody who's got a bigger picture in mind for you and someone that you can be accountable to, really. That's it. You know, you can try and kid yourself, but you can't kid your coach. So it's really, I would say it is advisable. You've spent money on the entries. You've spent money and time on actually doing this race. Your family has made many sacrifices. So it's better just to do it properly and get a coach and make sure that you do it properly.
Hanno, talking about coaches, I guess that's what a financial planner is, but in the financial realm. Is this how you see your role at Old Mutual, and this is what you're hoping the lesson will come out for people who might be listening to this, is that you need a coach if you're going to succeed financially?
You definitely need a coach to succeed financially. I mean, there's people like Ingrid that's an expert, and it's funny when she started mentioning some of the things that I need to think about on the race. It's about having somebody to think about the things that you are not thinking about. And in the finance world, there's certain things that an expert will know with experience over a number of years that they are thinking about, that in our general lives as customers, we might not be thinking about. And I love the accountability part that Ingrid spoke about, because the fact that I need to tell Ingrid, okay, this is how many kilometers I did over the weekend. There was a plan. Maybe there's an excuse, it rained or whatever. But still, I don't want to drop Ingrid because she's partnered with me on this whole journey. So not like an accountable coach where I just need to give feedback and tick a box. It's really about somebody that's invested in my success. And, I mean, she's as excited as I am for this race. And that's the aim of a financial planner, to be involved with our customers in their whole journey, in this whole financial journey to make them successful.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be an exciting event. We look forward to hearing what the results will be. We're going to leave it there. That was Ingrid Avidon and Hanno Senekal. Thanks very much to both of you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.